Thank you very much and welcome back. Let's get some thoughts now from Arlen Suderman of Stone X. He's their chief economist and quite the historian. His thoughts on President Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and President Zelensky of Ukraine, who is being told that the U.S. wants infrastructure in Ukraine.
Then we would then at that point be essentially, that would be our guarantee that Putin would not attack Ukraine. Without Ukraine joining NATO, Putin would say, okay, I'm willing to back off. And then what we hear from our people on the ground in China, Xi Jinping is worried about Putin and Trump cozying up to one another and isolating China. None of the three trust each other. They don't trust each other at all. But Putin cozied up to Xi Jinping during the Ukraine war to leverage that relationship versus the West. But if Ukraine war is over, Putin's bigger threat is this growing power to his south in China. So we see Xi Jinping doing a bunch of things to try to maintain that relationship with Putin. So I think Trump is working all of that, and everything starts to make sense, all the tariff talk and everything, when you start looking at it in that light. And the thing to understand about China is they value relationship negotiations. You may have totally different values than I do, but if we have a relationship of respect, we can do business. So President Trump really focused on that during his first term, speaking very respectfully of Xi Jinping. And so as a part of that Chinese culture, they like to negotiate face-to-face. But they kept dragging things out, and they forced Trump into 13 face-to-face negotiations, Trump and his team. And that drug it out for several years and bought time for China. And Trump saying, this time I don't have that kind of time. And so I think he sees China as vulnerable right now with their economy hurting. He feels like he has momentum. And that's why I think he's taken a much more aggressive approach this time, trying to leverage Canada and Mexico also to work at his advantage and trying to take advantage of this time to force China doing something quicker. Now, China coming along with the tariffs now against agricultural commodities, like what their state media hinted they would be doing, that works very well for China right now because Brazil's harvesting a record soybean crop. They're going to have a good-sized corn crop it currently looks like, although that still has a lot of risk to it at this point. So they don't need to buy any U.S. corn or soybeans now for the next 6 to 8 months. It does hurt our pork and our beef industry, though.
And now a quick change of subject to acreage numbers again. On the weekend show, Market to Market, Don Roos.
Well, look at it. We've got a 380 million carryout right now, and we've seen carryouts as high as almost a billion, and we've seen those whittle away in less than a year and a half. And we've seen carryouts under 200 million that have grown pretty fast. So 380 million can go either way. But to answer your question squarely, I think right now you have to say that it looks like the acres are going to be a lot less. I wouldn't be surprised if acres are down 4 million acres up and corn up 4 million. And I think we're going to find out what the real value of a commodity is. And, you know, when you get down to the cost of production, I mean, look at the producer in the U.S. You can't, I mean, soybeans basically this year are lost. You know, that's why we're planting corn and the insurance level. Well, that's not a whole lot different than anybody else around the world. But, there's some things that can change. I mean, our dollar, you know, continues to slip down a little bit, so our export pace could pick up a bit. And some of these tariff fears that we have going on ultimately could straighten out over time. So we got a lot of negative news dialed in the market right now, tariffs and a big crop in South America. You know, we were up over 480 on D's corn, not a great price, but, I mean, it was a price where you had to scale in. Hopefully we get more of those go down the road, but I think it's fair to say that you should have 70% of your crop probably sold on new crop by the time you hit the end of May and then down to your gambling bushels, particularly if you don't have storage. We've got about 50% of the corn belt right now is in a dry drought condition. We've got the Severina corn crop, which we talked about, 1.7 billion bushels of corn they're going to harvest in June, July, August. You know, that one is about 45% in a dry drought condition. So, you know, there's some weather concerns, and we know that weather is a big deal in the market. I always say it's 80% of the market. So you got a big card out there and a big unknown.
The founder of U.S. Commodities in Des Moines, Don Roos, on Iowa PBS's Market to Market last weekend. All right, let's take one more break. Come right back on Inside Agriculture.